Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the podcast where we dive deep into the silicon and come up with the pearls of AI technology. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today we're talking about a big splash in the AI pool, the release of Claude Opus 4.7. It's making waves, Alex.
Oh, it sure is, Jamie. Claude Opus 4.7 is not just another update, it's a leap forward, leading scores on several benchmarks and introducing some pretty significant features. Let's break it down.
Right, starting with benchmarks, those numbers that kind of tell us how smart this AI is, right?
Exactly. Claude Opus 4.7 has topped the charts with a SWE Bench Pro score of 64.3. That's a tool used to evaluate how well an AI can handle real-world coding tasks, like fixing bugs or adding new features based on GitHub issues.
And isn't that higher than the others, like GPT 5.4?
You bet. It's more than 6 points ahead of GPT 5.4, and even more over Gemini 3.1 Pro. It's like Claude has taken a coding class and skipped a grade.
A very fast learner, then. What about other areas?
On OS World Verified, which tests tasks like file management and browser navigation, Claude scored 78.0, surpassing the human expert baseline and previous AI scores.
So it's not just a coding whiz, but also a desktop guru. But Alex, there's something about new features and changes in token pricing?
Right on point. One major update is the introduction of adaptive thinking, replacing the older extended thinking budgets. Instead of setting a limit on how much the AI can think per task, now it dynamically adjusts its reasoning power.
Sounds economical, but does it cost more?
Interestingly, the per-token price hasn't changed, but the new tokenizer uses up to 35% more tokens, so it might be a bit pricier per request.
Got it. More tokens might mean a higher bill. But what's this SI effort level I heard about?
Ah, that's for when you really need the AI to dig deep into a problem. It's a new setting between the high and max effort levels, giving you more granularity in how hard you push the AI without maxing out your budget.
Fancy. Now, I'm also curious about these improvements in image handling for computer use. What's up with that?
They've increased the image resolution the AI can handle by more than 3 times, and it can now map coordinates directly to pixels. No more scale factor math errors, which means better accuracy in tasks involving graphics.
Like it has better glasses now.
Exactly, Jamie. Now, for those tuning in and wondering about the cost, the standard rate remains the same, but be mindful of the increased token count due to the new tokenizer.
Good tip. And for anyone thinking this is as good as it gets with Claude, there's actually a more powerful model in the works, right?
Yes, the Claude Mythos preview, but it's still under wraps, available only to a select few partners. It's focusing on cybersecurity and other high-stakes areas.
So Claude Opus 4.7 is like the public superhero and Mythos is the secret agent.
Nicely put. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts on where AI is heading with these developments?
It's clear that AI is not just about doing tasks faster. It's about doing them smarter and more adaptively. And with tools like Claude Opus 4.7, we're seeing just how close machines can get to human-like efficiency and beyond.
Well said, Jamie. And on that note, thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to this episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Don't forget to hit subscribe if you haven't already. We'll be back with more tech tidbits that'll keep you and your AI company. Until next time.